Well, that was... Yeah, exactly. Lovely service. Very tasteful. Talk? What's there to talk about? Just another funeral. One more flag folded into a triangle, handed to a grieving mother. Another soldier I failed to protect. Of course I'm responsible. She was one of mine. Why are you even here? I told you I'd be fine on my own. All you've done since we left for the airport was ask the wrong questions, say the wrong things. You don't fucking get it. Sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be snapping at you. You're here to be supportive, not my punching bag. I'm so frustrated. There's all this anger just stuffed into my chest. And it's packed so tight, I can't even breathe. All I want to do is cry, but I can't. And it makes me fucking sick. No, I mean it. Can you hand me the trash can? I think I might puke. Yeah, I think I'm okay. Water. Thanks. Yeah, of course I want to cry. I wish I could. It's physically impossible. I haven't cried since I was 12 years old. I spent so long suppressing it, at some point I lost it altogether. Now I can't even do it when I want to. You don't think I wanted to cry at our wedding? At my dad's funeral? And today? Right now? I mean, it seems so simple, right? The first thing babies do when they're born. The most basic human response. And I feel like it's been stolen from me. Growing up without a mom, only Major General Hardass for a parent. Didn't matter that I was a girl. Wasn't treated any differently than my brothers. There was no room for weakness in our family. And crying is for the weak. So, my dad drilled it out of us. Eventually, I just got used to it. Crying isn't something you think you'll miss. I didn't miss it when I was 15 and broke my arm. I certainly didn't miss it the first time I got dumped. But days like this, when it's all fighting so hard to come bursting out of me, I wish I could just fall apart. I'm just so fucking exhausted. Losing someone in combat is hard enough. But this? Depression. Suicide. That's something I don't know how to fight. How do I watch someone's back against an enemy like that? I mean, we were out. We were back in the world. She fought through hell. Absolute hell. To get back home. For her to just... Ugh. No. Don't do that. I could have done more. Checked in more often. Something. I don't know. I didn't see it. We were on Skype, a bunch of us, just a couple of weeks ago. Weeks. She seemed fine. She was engaged, cracking jokes, making plans. Not a single red flag. No signs that she'd checked out. Did she just get good at hiding it? Maybe I just wanted so badly to believe that she was okay, that I didn't... I'm sorry, can we talk about something else? I'm starting to feel nauseous again. Fiance? No, not like that. I meant she was engaged in conversation. Like she was present. She wasn't seeing anyone. Hmm? No, I don't think you're weak. What, because I've seen you cry? Because you blubbered like a baby on the flight here watching a documentary about seeing eye dogs? No, darling. You're my sweet, sensitive, civvy husband. And you're the strongest person I know. The things you've been through, the things I've put you through. No, it's true. I'm no walk in the park. I'm doing the work and I'm getting better, but you've put up with more than your share from me. And I know that. Don't think I don't. You've been so patient with me. More than I deserve. And you endure it all with that perfect goofy smile. Look, I'm not good with words and feelings and shit. You know that. But today they just seem to be seeping out the harder I try to hold them in. So just shut up and let me talk, okay? I know how lucky I am. Today, more than ever. After 3 tours, 3 hellish nightmare tours, the things I've seen, the things I've done, I was sure I'd never feel human again. If you hadn't found me in that bar and smiled at me like that, the exact smile I remembered from junior prom, who knows where I would have wound up. I might have eaten a bullet by now, too. No, hey, just listen. I know it's hard to hear. Believe me. No fun admitting it. I was in a bad place. Real bad. The kind of bad there's no coming back from. But somehow you... I know you think that never having served is some kind of wall between us. Like there's parts of me you'll never understand. But believe me when I say you are exactly what I needed. And when I saw that smile, so brilliant and so familiar. Like a beacon lighting my way home. Back to who I was. Who I used to be. That girl in the horrible purple dress she thought was so cute, laughing and rolling her eyes at her goofball boyfriend's ridiculous dance moves. That smile reminded me I was a person once. That I was alive once. Before all that. It took a lot of work. A lot of setbacks. And a lot of hurting you. But it's because of you I've managed to regain whatever humanity I have now. I was lost. And you showed me the way. Just don't ever let me forget how lucky I am. That you found me. Okay? No, it's okay. Please. I need this. I need to feel something. Anything else. Here. Sit on the edge of the bed. What do you mean? I just told you how much I appreciate you. Now, I'm gonna show you. So solid, so real, so you. Sucked a cock in my dress uniform before. Oh yeah? You like that? Me too. This is gonna sound strange, but I feel so safe here. So protected, kneeling between your legs. Surrounded by you. And when I look up into your eyes, while your cock is in my mouth, we're perfectly connected. I feel so close to you. Not as close as when you're inside me, but still. Speaking of which, help me with these buttons. No, I've never done that in my dress uniform either. another time. Right now, I don't want to be anything else but your wife. I want to be naked for you. You too, I want nothing between us. Take it off. Yeah. Oh, come here. I need you inside me. Oh, you feel so good. Why do you do that? No, no, I like it. I just wondering. Oh, why? why you always kiss my scars. Every time. I love that. Say it again. It's beautiful. You're so perfect. How are you so fucking perfect? No, I'm not. I told you I can't. Tears. Holy shit. Tears. You're right. I'm crying. I'm crying. Yeah. I just can't stop thinking. What if she had someone? Someone like you. Someone who loved her. As much as you love me. Someone to kiss her scars.